from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Eric Greitens' planned resignation as Missouri governor has elevated another Republican military veteran to the office, but one with more experience in working with state lawmakers. Mike Parson will automatically rise from lieutenant governor to governor tomorrow when Greitens steps down. Greitens has faced possibly being impeached by the State House over investigations of political and personal life. The 62-year-old Parson spent 12 years representing Southwest Missouri in the legislature, where he was a strong abortion opponent, supported the National Rifle Association, and successfully pressed for a constitutional amendment benefiting farmers. He's also a former Missouri sheriff. The 44-year-old Greitens was a political novice when elected governor in 2016. He came into office criticizing, quote, corrupt career politicians, unquote, and repeatedly clashed with fellow Republicans. Columbia residents and policymakers gathered yesterday to discuss ways the police force could improve. Noah Taborda has more.
People living in Columbia's first ward met to review and improve the community-oriented policing program. This program promotes a working relationship between residents and police to reduce issues important to the community. People discussed the importance of strategic and problem-oriented policing. Sergeant Robert Fox is leading the project. He says, while he wants to accommodate the community's desires, there are restrictions.
Right now, the police department is struggling to provide basic police services just because the city's outgrown the department, really. But anything that we're going to add in terms of tasks or whatever to the police department, then that has resource implications.
Sergeant Fox will present the community-oriented policing plan to City Council on August 31st. Noah Taborda, KBIA News.
Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson is expected to spend some of his early days as governor focused on filling the State Board of Education. Ryan Delaney reports on how Parson might approach the appointments and education policy.
The state's education association say they expect a better relationship with Parson than they had with his predecessor, Eric Greitens. When Parson was in the state legislature, he championed more funding for facility upgrades to public universities. He also advocated for more local control for school administrators. Paul Kincaid has known Parson for more than a decade, most recently as executive director of Missouri's chapter of Jobs for America's Graduates, a nonprofit whose board Parson co-chairs.
He will put education toward the top of his list because he really believes that Missouri is going to succeed if it has an educated workforce.
Parson will need to act quickly to fill the State Board of Education. It has lacked enough members to meet since December, but legally has to next month and has a lot to tackle, including hiring a new education commissioner. I'm Ryan Delaney.
In a release put out earlier today, the Columbia Police Department said black drivers were overrepresented in the department's traffic stops, and the problem may be getting worse. The Columbia Missourian reports that for black drivers, the 2017 racial disparity index was 3.28, up from 3.13 in 2016. The index required annually by the Attorney General's office is calculated by comparing the percentage of traffic stops involving black drivers to the percentage of Columbia residents who are black. In 2016, the Missourian reported that black drivers in Columbia were pulled over at a rate 3.9 times higher than white drivers, prompting social justice groups to protest the disparity. Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton has repeatedly cast doubts on racial profiling accusations, prompting criticism, even calls for resignation, from community activists. States are raising the bar of academic standards for measuring students' learning, but a federal report issued today says the bar can be different from state to state. Ryan Delaney reports that makes it harder to compare Missouri students to their neighbors.
Federal education researchers compared each state's measure of academic proficiency in 2015 with its own exam given to fourth and eighth graders nationwide. Then, as now, Illinois used one of the difficult tests known as PARC.
Overwhelmingly, the PARC standards are higher.
Peggy Carr is Associate Commissioner of the National Center for Education Statistics.
Of course, we have to keep in mind setting standards high doesn't necessarily mean that performance is also high.
The test Missouri used in 2015 was more middle of the road for rigor, but Missouri is no longer using that test, instead creating its own. Kansas uses its own test, too. Researchers found its measures for eighth graders in math and reading are among the nation's highest. I'm Ryan Delaney.
I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News.